Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, we'll see gradually decreasing clouds with high temperatures working up into the upper 30s. Then for tonight, under mostly clear skies, a low of 22. Warming up for your weekend, Saturday, partial sunshine with upper 40s for high temperatures, then reaching into the upper 50s on Sunday. That's your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now, it's 21.
Kansas Medevac and Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As legislative session 2023 continues in the state of Kansas, one of the big issues that have come up over the last few days includes the Kansas Highway Patrol, as they say they're still struggling to fill openings in the state.
I'm sure you all are aware, have heard the shortage in our law enforcement, and that's just not with the Kansas Highway Patrol. This is a national crisis that we are all facing. We are all fishing out of the same pond that's drying up. It's more shallow.
That's Captain Mitch Clark with the Kansas Highway Patrol on Cake News. While they look to find ways to get more recruits into the agency, lawmakers have another issue as well, saying that the leadership under Governor Laura Kelly has been an issue as they look to move the agency under the Attorney General's office.
So I don't buy that it is just a labor shortage issue. I think the writing is clearly on. Over the last 4 years, we've seen the degradation of the KHB. I mean, it is quite obvious that there needs to be a leadership change there.
That was State Representative Stephen Owens from the Newton area, who has officially presented a bill that would move the Kansas Highway Patrol to under the Attorney General's office.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Foreigner Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running, for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
The Mega Millions prize has grown again to an estimated $1.35 billion after no one took the prize home on Tuesday evening. As KWCH News reports, the numbers that were drawn were 7, 13, 14, 15, 18, with the gold Mega Ball at 9. The next drawing is set for this evening and will be another milestone in the game, as it is the second highest Mega Millions jackpot ever. The largest jackpot was back in 2018, with the Mega Millions winner sitting on $1.35 billion coming out of South Carolina. In this drawing, there has been roughly 25 drawings over the last 3 months since the last player that matched all six numbers and claimed the jackpot. In other news, the Brown County authorities are partnering with the Kansas Bureau of Investigations regarding the death of a man that was found dead on Tuesday this week in Horton, Kansas. WIBW reports the call came in around 4 p.m. on Tuesday near 1435 K-20 Highway, where they found the body in the home's attic. Law enforcement officials have identified the body as 56-year-old Gene Dunlap, who lived in the home. The autopsy was scheduled for this week. Good American Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The University of Nebraska System President Ted Carter has officially announced they are initiating the national search for the new University of Nebraska Lincoln next chancellor. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that according to the university, they have hired a national firm to assist in the process, or they are open to nominations for those who wish to serve on the Chancellor Search Advisory Committee. The announcement came after the current UNL Chancellor, Ronnie Green, announced back in December that he's set to retire in June this year after 7 years on the job. If you do become a member of the search committee, the duties will include gathering and presenting input from stakeholders on opportunities and challenges that the university faces, in addition to working with the firm on reviewing applications and identifying the potential candidates for the job. In other news, newly elected city manager for the city of Hastings, Sean Metcalf, is hard at work trying to get familiarized with the city and all of its city council members, saying communication to him is one of the top priorities.
I've also spent time with every single department, and I'm trying to visit every location.
Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A public meeting on child care was held in Marysville Wednesday evening with a presentation by Lucas Neese, who helped the city of Lindsberg develop a nonprofit child care center. City of Marysville notes demand for some 300 children in Marshall County and is exploring options, with a steering committee identified that is considering, among other topics, potential funding for operations. The meeting this week, an effort to include the community in the conversations, particularly those involved in child care. Friday is registration deadline for an upcoming four-part workshop for women in agriculture that will focus on the basics of land management, leasing, and conservation for landlords and tenants. Land leasing strategies for Midwestern ag women will meet in Washington at the KSDS building Wednesday evenings beginning January 18th and continuing through February 8th. The program's purpose is to strengthen networks of women in rural areas, which can lead to opportunities for building trust and sharing information. $50 registration includes a meal for each session. Additional details online at agmanager.info/events or can be obtained through the Washington office of the River Valley Extension District. January Saturday recycling in Marysville will be postponed until Saturday, January 21st, 10 to 11 a.m. There will not be recycling this Saturday in Marysville. Community collections will continue through February as previous, with Marshall County to begin 24/7 drop-off, with new recycling trailers to be located in each community at locations to be determined. 15 teams from Kansas and Nebraska will compete Saturday in the 48th annual Jayhusker Wrestling Tournament in the Marysville High Activities Center. Federal, state, and county offices will be closed Monday in observance of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. County courthouses will be closed, and Marshall and Washington County Commissioners will meet Tuesday, while Nemaha County Commissioners will not meet again until the following Monday. Many area school districts are also to be closed, with several hosting Professional Development Day Monday. The first baby of a new year in Nemaha County was born January 4th at 6:42 p.m., at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, a baby boy born to Daniel and Velma Miller. Date is set for the annual White Way Car Run Saturday, May 6th. Marshall County Fair Association is accepting theme ideas for the 2023 summer event, which will be used for parade entries and T-shirts. Contact Georgina Lindquist or Crystal Porter at Blue Rapids with additional details, also available on the organization Facebook page. Tickets remain on sale for the annual Marshall County Arts Cooperative fundraiser next weekend, which will include shows featuring local talent Friday and Saturday evenings, January 20th and 21st, at Venue 36 in Marysville. Tickets available online at marshallcountyarts.org or by calling 785-859-4260. Alan D. Krieger, age 63, of Odell, passed away unexpectedly at his home January 8th. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Methodist Church in Odell. Family will greet friends Friday, 5:30 till 7:30 at the Vance Gertis Funeral Home in Odell, in charge of arrangements for Alan Krieger. Beverly J. Wyke, age 75, of Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church, south of Barnes. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 1 until 3, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Beverly Wyke. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, coleslaw, and applesauce. They will be closed Monday. Tuesday's menu, spaghetti, French bread, salad, and banana. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
It's a marvelous night for the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's 15th Annual Musical Review, morning, noon, and night at the Replay Lounge, Friday, January 20th and Saturday, January 21st at 7 p.m. at Venue 36 in Marysville, where 39 local musicians will take you from morning, noon to night. Tickets are on sale at marshallcountyarts.org or by calling 75-859-4260. Reserved seats are $40 and general admission is $25. Support the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and experience quality local entertainment.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High pressure building in from the west for today looks to keep conditions dry, and likewise that dry weather pattern extending right into your upcoming weekend as well, with temperatures gradually moderating over the next few days. High temperatures by this afternoon just a couple of degrees above average into the upper 30s, but working well above average into your weekend. Saturday forecasting upper 40s for afternoon high temperatures, and even some upper 50s making a return into the day on Sunday. As a low pressure system works across the region, then Sunday night into your Monday time frame, we do pick up a chance for some light rain activity late Sunday night into early on Monday morning. Still on the mild side though for Monday, with highs working up to the lower 50s. Tuesday will ease back to some mid-40s, and a chance for rain-snow mixture in the forecast by Wednesday with middle 40s for highs there. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 71. The average low 19 and the record low 18 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:26.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
Axtell Knights of Columbus annual consignment auction is Saturday, February 4th. Deadline for advertising the sale bill is January 14th. Consignments will be accepted up to sale date, but again, early listing for the sale bill due by January 14th. Call Jim at 785-736-2821 or Bob at 785-736-2787. Axtell Knights of Columbus consignment auction, February 4th.
A double overtime classic in L.A. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. 48 minutes wasn't enough for the latest LeBron versus Luka duel in Los Angeles. It took two overtimes for Dallas to settle it.
Doncic takes the pass from the right. Now attacks the basket, lays it in to put the Mavs back in front.
ESPN Radio on the call. Luka Doncic finishing the game with a 33-point, 13-rebound, 14-assist triple-double, pushing the Mavs past the Lakers 119-115. In Brooklyn, the Nets hosted the East-leading Celtics.
Tatum puts it to the floor, attacks, puts it off the window and in. Scored in the foul. And the Celtics take a giant step towards win number 31.
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Celtics win their fifth straight, 109-98. Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs went into Portland.
Mitchell leans in, bank shot. Nobody stuffed his own miss back home.
Our thanks to the Cavs Audioverse. Despite 50 points from Damian Lillard, the Cavs held on for a 119-113 win. Shifting to college hoops, a close call for 8th-ranked Gonzaga at unranked BYU.
But Strother pulls up, shoots a quick three, and buries it with 9.5 to go.
ESPN Radio on the call. A late rally sealed by Julian Strother's three ball. Gonzaga wins 75-74. Number 7, UCLA comfortably dispatched Utah 68-49. Ninth-ranked Arizona beat Oregon State 86-74. To the ice of the NHL, a thriller of an ending at Madison Square Garden. Rangers hosting the Dallas Stars.
Puck is loose. Panarin with it. Feeds Fox. Backhand shot. He scores!
Our thanks to 98.7 ESPN. The Rangers did not score until the final seconds of regulation, then scored the winner in overtime. 2-1 the final. The Kraken look to extend their winning streak over the league-leading Bruins.
Jaden Schwartz shot scores!
KJRAM on the call. An empty net goal for Jaden Schwartz seals the Kraken's seventh win in a row, blanking Boston 3-0. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Thursday night basketball finals and girls play. Rossville over Valley Heights 63-49. Washington County edged Onega 45-43. In boys play, it was Rossville over Valley Heights 58-55, and Onega topped Washington County 43-32. In the boys semifinals of Emudeca's tournament at Beatrice, Bruning Davenport Shickley knocked off Diller Odell 44-37. Friday play in the A Division girls, 6th seed Diller Odell meets 7th seed Southern at 8:30 at Beatrice Middle School. In boys play Saturday in the A Division, 7th seed Southern faces 6th seed Fall City Sacred Heart at 1:15 at the Auditorium. And in the B Division, 2nd seed Diller Odell meets 4th seed Exeter Milligan at 2:45 at the Auditorium. Friday night tip-off, Marysville at Wamego. Boys and girls action both live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Marysville wrestlers at Clay Center Thursday host the Jayhusker Invitational on Saturday.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it is Friday. That means it's time for the Steckland Report.
Well, foreign land ownership debate is ongoing in Washington, and they're doing something about it. Man, I tell you what, we've got several things introduced in the House and the Senate to not only hinder people like the Chinese buying land, but stopping it entirely. Will they get it done? I don't know. Like one congressman said, you know, you can make these rules, but there's always somebody that knows how to get around them. And isn't that the truth? No doubt about that. But I got to tell you, I'm so tickled that they're finally got their attention. That deal up north in the Dakotas that I've talked to you about here on the Steckline Report before, where the Chinese have bought a bunch of land that's only 6 or 7 miles from one of the biggest U.S. Army airports in the world. Oh, my gosh. In the meantime, the Supreme Court hops in the pig pen. Yeah, they got to make a decision. I've been telling you a little bit about this. As you know, California wants to dictate how we raise hogs all across America. I don't care what they do in California with their hogs. If they want to pen them up in 100-acre patches, it doesn't make me a bit of difference. But they better not be telling anybody in Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, Texas what they should be doing. But they are. The bill that they passed will absolutely affect everybody in the United States. So the Supreme Court has it in their hands to see if it really is legal. Won't that be interesting? Wouldn't it be great to hear the discussion of those people on the Supreme Court board? I'd love to hear that. In any event, the power of one state to control what goes on in all states is of interest not only to this issue, but there's a whole lot of other issues that this might fall into as well. Nice to have you aboard here on the Steckline Report.
Go Hog Wild, Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you.
It's $5.99 barbecue time. Hurry to Hog Wild for a complete barbecue meal that's sure to fill you up for only $5.99. Josh Nicolette, Hog Wild partner and general manager at Harry and Rock Road, has got all the details.
Get a Hog Wild sandwich loaded with our award-winning meats like pulled pork, pulled chicken, or hot links. Plus your choice of a classic side and a drink for just $5.99.
Upgrade your sandwich to beef brisket for just a dollar more. Join us for lunch or dinner. You can also order online at GoHogWild.com. Hogwild Pit Barbecue, 6 locations in Wichita, also in Derby, El Dorado, Hutchinson, and Salina.
Go Hog Wild Pit Barbecue. Hog Wild, get some for you. But don't be late, we close at 8.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
The 2023 Chemical Weed Control Guide is now available. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jeff Wickman. The publication includes suggestions and guidelines for chemical weed control for field crops, pastures, rangeland, and non-crop land. K-State weed science specialist Sarah Lancaster says they conducted field trials on 4 new corn products and added them to the guide.
So the first one to talk about would be Calibra. It's a Syngenta compound, and it is a premix of metolachlor and atrazine. This particular premix could be advantageous for some folks if they want more flexibility in the atrazine rate that they're using on their corn. Atrazine has been under a lot of scrutiny from environmental groups for a long time, and that continues to kind of ratchet up. So a premix that lets you add the atrazine independently could be beneficial for some folks. Another product is Maverick from Valent. Maverick is basically Zidua plus Callisto plus Clopyrrolid. We did look at it in field trials against the competitors, and it worked well for us here in Manhattan this year.
Lancaster goes on to explain the findings of the other two corn products added to the guide.
The third corn product that we've added is a product called Trivolt. It's a premix of flufenicet, which is in the same herbicide group as things like Dual and Harness and Outlook. It's not used in a lot of products here in the U.S., but it is used widely in the European market. So it provides good grass control. I would say probably not as strong on the pigweeds as some of those other herbicides in the related group. But Trivolt has flufenicet, isoxaflutyl, which is Balance. So folks are probably familiar with Balance, and this particular Trivolt herbicide carries all of the same label restrictions that Balance does in terms of application timings and groundwater concerns. And then the third product in Trivolt is something called thiancarbazone. It's an ALS inhibitor that folks might know. It's a component of Varro or Corvus, if folks are familiar with that. The last product to talk about for new corn chemicals is Resicor XL. So folks that grow corn are probably familiar with Resicor. It's a Corteva product that's a premix of acetochlor, so Harness, plus Clopyrrolid and Callisto. The Resicor XL just has a little different ratio combination and looked good in our trials this last couple of years.
As for the guide itself, Lancaster says there's an entry of every product they've evaluated, including a summary of the most important components of the herbicide label.
Herbicide labels are hard to read, right? And so we try to summarize some of the most important points. And, you know, we do that in cooperation with our observations, our reading of the label, the company's reading of the label. So it's a good summary. Definitely not a substitute for the label, but if folks are looking at, you know, just what are their options, they can definitely look at those entries.
That's K-State weed scientist Sarah Lancaster with an update on the 2023 Chemical Weed Control Guide. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
There will be a real estate auction, 155 acres more or less, Marshall County farmland, Saturday, January 14th for the Paul Sewall Trust. Property is located 4.5 miles south of Frankfort on Highway 99 to Zenith Road, then a mile east on the southeast corner. 154.5 acres, more or less. 142 acres are terraced crop acres, with the balance being waterways and wooded areas for wildlife habitat. Property is bordered on the west by 23rd Road, the north by Zenith Road, and the east by 23rd Terrace. There is electric service on all three sides. For inspection or details, contact John Klein, broker and auctioneer, 785-889-4775, or go online to KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. This real estate auction, 155 acres, Marshall County farmland, located south of Frankfort, for the Paul Sewall Trust, is Saturday, January 14th, beginning at 1:30 at the Frankfort American Legion Cabin. Klein Realty and Auction, broker and auctioneer.
Bored, irritable, down in the dumps, or just generally out of sorts? We'd wager you're suffering from a classic case of cabin fever. We will share a few remedies today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 13th, the 13th day of the year. Actor Orlando Bloom has a birthday. Cabin fever hits hardest about this time of year. What's the cure? Fresh air is the most reliable remedy, so try to spend some time outdoors. Unless it's dangerously cold, a brisk winter walk can be truly invigorating. Socializing is another antidote. Invite a friend or neighbor on your walk or do a few laps around your local park. Aromatherapy may provide some benefits too. Citrus fragrances are said to be energizing, and one old-time folk remedy says the smell of green apples is a surefire cure. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
.731 from KNDY. 21 degrees this morning. Cooler high today in the 30s. Warm up then for the weekend into Saturday and Sunday.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas hoops are back in action across the state as we go further into the regular season as the number 2 Kansas Jayhawks nationwide, according to the latest AP polls, are back at home taking on the number 14 Iowa State Cyclones. Kansas squeaked out a victory earlier this week as they were at home as well against the Oklahoma Sooners when they won 79-75, but they are still atop the Big 12 Conference and number 2 nationally, sitting 15-1 for the overall season. Tip off at 3 p.m. this Saturday before going into next week where they have their interstate rivalry on the road against the Kansas State Wildcats. In Kansas State basketball, they also have their tip-off on Saturday with 1 p.m. tip as they are on the road against the number 17 TCU Horned Frogs. Kansas had a big victory on Tuesday this week as they beat the Oklahoma State Cowboys 65-57, putting them on the map with the national AP poll sitting at number 11 nationwide and tied at number 1 in the Big 12 Conference. TCU is currently sitting 13-3 for the regular season, 2-2 in conference play.
Thursday night basketball finals in girls play. Rossville over Valley Heights 63-49. Washington County edged Onega 45-43. In boys play, it was Rossville over Valley Heights 58-55. And Onega topped Washington County 43-32. In the boys semifinals of Unidecas tournament at Beatrice, Bruning Davenport Shickley knocked off Diller Odell 44-37. Friday play in the A Division girls. 6th seed Diller Odell meets 7th seed Southern at 8:30 at Beatrice Middle School. In boys play Saturday in the A Division, 7th seed Southern faces 6th seed Fall City Sacred Heart at 1:15 at the auditorium. And in the B Division, 2nd seed Diller Odell meets 4th seed Exeter Milligan at 2:45 at the auditorium. Friday night tip-off, Marysville at Wamego. Boys and girls action both live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. Marysville wrestlers at Clay Center Thursday host the Jayhusker Invitational on Saturday. Twin Valley League basketball tournament tips off Saturday. 10 games begin 10 a.m. Washington County. Top 3 seeds, each division, girls and boys, receive a bye in the first round. Girls top 3 are Hanover, Frankfort, and Donovan West. Boys top 3, Clifton, Clyde, Blue Valley, and Centralia. Girls action at 10 Saturday. Clifton Clyde meets Wetmore. Onega takes on Valley Heights. Then boys at 11:30. Axtell versus Frankfort. Valley Heights meets Wetmore. at 1 in girls' action. Lynn plays Blue Valley and Centralia meets Troy at 2:30. Boise, Troy, and Donovan West. Hanover tips with Onega. Finally, at 4 on Saturday, Washington County. Boys host Lynn, girls host Axtell. Play continues Monday and Tuesday, semifinals Thursday and Friday, championship Saturday the 21st. Marysville boys, 7-1 are top seed in the Thunder Classic at Nemaha Central, and will meet in pool play at Seneca with round-robin competition next week. Bulldogs face 7th seed Hiawatha, 2-6, Tuesday evening at 6, and then 5th seed St. Mary's, 3-4, Thursday evening at 6. Pool A winner will face the Pool B winner in the final Saturday the 21st. Pool B includes 2nd seed St. Mary's Academy, 7-2, 3rd seed Atchison, 5-1, 4th seed Nemaha Central, 4-4, and 6th seed Jackson Heights, 3-5. Brackets are posted on our website and our Facebook page as well.
KNDY. Was a home run when the game was tied, a pickup truck when I could drive, one pink line when Katie said I'm late. It was a passing grade, a pretty girl, all the money in the world. What mattered then kept changing every day. But when